Ihya Ulumuddin by Imam Ghazali. Chapter 9, Zikr and Invocations. God says, "Remember me, I will remember you." He ordered his servants to pray and to invoke by this verse. Invoke me, I will respond to you. So the religious sinners, near and distant ones, should pray to God for fulfillment of their desires. He says, "I am near. I respond to the invocation of one who invokes me." So there is nothing better than God's zikr and invocations to God. This will be discussed in the following five sections. Section 1, The Excellence of Zikr. God says, "Remember me, I shall remember you." The sage Sawit Bunani said, "I know when my Lord remembers me." The people asked him, "How do you know?" He said, "He remembers me when I remember him." God says, "Remember God too much." He says, "When you return from Arafah, remember God near Mashar al-Haram and remember him as God has given you guidance." God says, "When you finish the institution of Hajj, remember God more than you remember your parents at that time." God says, "They are wise who remember God standing, sitting, and lying on their sides." God says, "When you finish prayer, remember God standing, sitting, and lying on your sides." Hazrat Ibn Abbas said, "Remember God day and night, on land and in water, in journey and habitation, in solvency and want, in health and disease, openly and secretly." God says, rebuking the hypocrites, "They remember God very little." God says, "Remember your Lord in your heart with humility and in fear, silently morning and evening, and be not of the heedless." God says, "Zikr of God is the highest." Ibn Abbas said, "This is for two reasons. One reason is that God's remembrance of you is better than your remembrance of God. Another reason is that God's remembrance is better than all other divine services." The Hadith of the Prophet. The Prophet said, "One engaged in the zikr of God among the heedless is like a living tree in the midst of dry trees." He said, "One busy in zikr in the midst of the heedless is like a warrior in the way of God in the midst of those soldiers who fled away." The Prophet said, "God says, I remain with a servant till he remembers me and moves his lips for me. There is no action of man except the zikr of God which can give him salvation." They asked him, "O Prophet of God, not even jihad in the way of God?" He said, "Not even jihad in the way of God, except that it will give salvation only when it cuts to pieces owing to your strike by your sword, and then it is again cut to pieces owing to your strike of your sword." The Prophet said, "If anybody wishes to enter the garden of paradise, let him remember God much." He was asked, "Which action is the best?" He said, "Your meeting with death in the condition of your tongue being saturated with the zikr of God." The Prophet said, "Saturate your tongue with the zikr of God morning and evening. You will have no sin morning and evening." He said, "God's zikr morning and evening is better than attack with sword in the way of God and giving wealth in charity." The Prophet said, "God says, when my servant remembers me silently, I remember him silently. When he remembers me amongst people, I remember him amongst a party better than them. When he comes to me half a cubit, I advance him a cubit. When he comes to me a cubit, I go to him two cubits. When he comes to me a foot, I go to him hastily." The Prophet said, "On the day when there will be no shade except for the shade of God, God will give shade under his shade seven people. One who remembers God sincerely and sheds tears for the fear of God and others." The Prophet said, "Shall I not inform you of an action dearest to God, the greatest to your Lord, the highest in rank, better fruitful than charity of your gold and silver, and your striking with swords the neck of enemies of God and the strike on your necks?" They said, "O Messenger of God, what is it?" He said, "Constant remembrance of God." The Prophet said, "God says, if a man refrains from invoking me because of him being busy with my remembrance, I give him better than what he invokes me for." Wise sayings. Sage Fuzail said, "We have been informed that if a man makes God's zikr 1 hour after the morning prayer and 1 hour after asr prayer, it removes all of his sins." A wise man said, "God says, if I see my zikr prevailing in the mind of a man, I take the admiration of his affairs and I become his companion, advisor and friend." Hasan al-Basri said, "Zikr is of two kinds, God's zikr in your mind, and number two, better than this is the remembrance of God at the time of commission of an unlawful action." Some said that every soul will come out of the world thirsty except for the one who remembers God. Muaz bin Jabal said, "The inmates of paradise will not grieve for anything except for the time which passed without the remembrance of God." Excellence of the assembly of zikr. The Prophet said, "If a party of men are engaged in the zikr of God, the angels surround them, mercy encompasses them, and God remembers them before his near angels." The Prophet said, "If a party of men makes zikr of God for the pleasure of God, a proclaimer proclaims from heaven, 'Your sins have been forgiven and you have been given virtues in lieu of your sins.'" The Prophet said, "If a party of men make zikr of God sitting together and send no blessings on the Prophet, they will repent on the day of the judgment." Prophet Dawood said, "O my Lord, when you see me joining the heedless after giving up the assembly of zikr of God, break my feet under their feet as it will be a gift cast upon me." The Prophet said, "An assembly of virtue of the believers expiates 2,000 assemblies of sin." Hazrat Abu Hurairah said, "As you see the stars, so the inmates of heaven see the house of the inmates of the world wherein God is remembered." Sufyan bin Aina said, "When a party of men get together and remember God, the devil and the world become separate from them. The devil says to the world, 'Don't you see what they are doing?' The world says, 'Leave them as they will be separate from one another. I will take them to you, catching their necks.'" Abu Huraira said that he went one day into the market and said, "I see you here, but the properties left by the Prophet are being distributed in the mosque." The people went to the mosque but saw no distribution of the property. When they went to Abu Huraira and said, "O Abu Huraira, we find no distribution of the property in the mosque," he said, "What then have you seen?" They said, "We found a party of men making zikr and reciting the Quran." He said, "This is the heritage of the Prophet." The Prophet said, "Some angels of God roam in the world and write down additional records of deeds. If they see a party of believers making zikr of God, they proclaim, 'Come with your actions.' They come with their actions and they take them towards heaven. God says, 'What action of my servants have you seen?' They say, 'We saw them praising your glory and declaring your purity.' God says, 'Do they see me?' They said, 'No.' God says, 'If they could see me, how will it be?' They said, 'If they could see you, they would have recited your tasbih, tahmid, tamzid and more.' God says to them, 'From what things do you seek refuge?' They say, 'From hell.' God says, 'Have you seen it?' They said, 'No.' God says, 'If you had seen it, what you would have done?' They said, 'If we would have seen it, we would have fled away from it.' God says, 'What do they seek?' They say, 'They seek paradise.' God says, 'What will it be if they had seen it?' They say, 'If they had seen it, they would have desired it more.' God says, 'I bear witness before you that I have forgiven them.' They say, 'A certain man did not come to them with that objective except for his own personal needs.' God says, 'They are such a party whose companions will not be unfortunate.'" The excellence of Tahleel. The Prophet said, "What I said first and also my predecessor prophets is this: there is no God but Allah. He is one. There is no partner for God." The Prophet said, "He who recites this dua 100 times, there is no deity but God. the single, there is no partner to him, kingdom is his, and all praise is his. He is powerful over all things. The reward of setting free 10 slaves are written for him. 100 rewards are written in his record of deeds. 100 sins are wiped out from him, and he remains safe from the machinations of the devil up to the day and night. He who does more than this, his rewards are more, and nobody acts more virtuously than it. The prophet said, he who makes ablution and reads dua after looking towards the heaven, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, he is single. There is no partner for God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. The doors of paradise are opened up for him, and he enters by whichever door he likes. The prophet said, those who utter, there is no deity but God, there will be no loneliness for them in their graves and after their resurrection from the graves. I am seeing it as it were when they utter it loudly. Their heads are emerging from the earth, and they are uttering all praises due to God who removed sorrows from us. Our Lord is forgiving, acceptor of gratefulness. The prophet said, O Abu Huraira, the virtues which you do will be weighed on the day of judgment, but the attestation that there is no God but Allah will not be weighed. Because if it is weighed in a scale, and 7 heavens and 7 earth and what is between them are placed on another scale, the scale of there is no God but Allah will be heavier. The prophet said, if anybody commits a sin on the surface of the earth after uttering, there is no God but Allah, God will forgive him. The prophet said, O Abu Huraira, tell the dying man to attest that there is no deity but God, as it destroys sins. I said, O prophet of God, this is for the dying man. What are the rewards for a man who is alive? The prophet said, who utters this with a sincere heart, there is no deity but God, will enter paradise. The prophet said, everyone amongst you will enter paradise except one who denies it and turns his face from God like the turning of the face of a she camel. He was asked, O prophet of God, who denies and turns his face from God? He said, that person who does not utter, there is no God but Allah, utter much that there is no God but Allah before hindrance comes between you and this, as it is a sword of Tawheed and a word of sincerity, a word of God fear, a word of purity, calling towards the truth and the foundations of paradise. God says, is there any reward for doing ihsan, that is good, except good? It is said that ihsan of this world is, there is no God but Allah, and ihsan of the next world is paradise. God says, those who do good will get good rewards and still more. The prophet said, if a man utters 10 times, there is no God but Allah, he is single, there is no partner for God, the kingdom is his and praise is his, and he is powerful over all things. The reward of setting free a slave is written for him. The prophet said, if a man utters in a day 200 times the above mentioned dua, nobody will be able to go before him and nobody will catch him after him except one who does action better than those of his. The prophet said, if a man goes to the market and utters, there is no God but Allah, he is single and there is no partner for him, his is the kingdom and his is praise. He gives life and takes life, he is powerful over everything. God's right for him 100,000 virtues, forgives 100,000 sins, and builds for him a house in paradise. The prophet said, he who utters this dua 10 times will get the rewards of setting free 4 slaves belonging to the dynasty of Ismail alayhi salam. The prophet said, he who wakes up at night and utters the following dua is forgiven of his sins, and if he prays that After ablution, his prayer is accepted. There is no God but Allah. He is single. There is no partner for him. Kingdom is his, praise is his, and he is powerful over all things. Glory be to God. All praise is due to God. There is no deity but Allah. God is the greatest. There is no might or strength except Allah, the great and the mighty. O God, forgive me. Section 2, Tasbih, Tahmid, and other zikrs. The Prophet said, if a man utters at the end of each prayer, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times, then utters once, there is no God but Allah, he is single, there is no partner for him, the kingdom is his, all praise is his, and he is powerful over all things. All sins are forgiven, even though they are innumerable like the foams in a sea. Number 2, the Prophet said, if a man utters every day 100 times, glory be to God and all praise is his, all his sins are forgiven, even though they are innumerable as the foams of a sea. Number 3, if a man came to the Prophet and said, the world has forsaken me and I have been rendered poor, I am without any means. The Prophet asked him, where do you stay? Don't you know the dua by blessing of which angels and men get livelihood? He said, O Prophet of God, what is that dua? He said, after dawn and before Fajr, prayer. If you read this dua 100 times, the world will itself turn to you and God will create one angel from each of his words, one who would be engaged in reading the tasbih up to the day of judgment and you will get its rewards. Glory be to God with all his praise. Glory be to God, the great. I seek forgiveness of God. Number 4, the Prophet said, when a servant utters Alhamdulillah, he fills up what is between the heavens and the earth. When he recites it for the second time, he fills up 7 heavens and 7 earths. When he utters it for the third time, he says, pray and it will be responded to. Number 5, Hazrat Rafia Zakri said, once we are praying behind the Prophet, when he raised his head from bowing down, he said, God hears one who praises him. One uttered from behind the Prophet, O our Lord, yours is all praise, innumerable and pure, full of blessings therein. When the Prophet finished his prayers, he asked who had uttered that dua just now. He said, O Prophet of God, I did. The Prophet said, I saw more than 30 angels competing as to whom will get to write the reward. Number 6, the Prophet said, there is no such servant whose sins are not forgiven, even though they are innumerable as the foam of the sea, if he utters these words. There is no God but Allah. God is the greatest. Glory be to God. All praise is for God. And there is no might and strength except in God. Number 8, the Prophet said, if zikr is rectified, glorifying God, and tasbih, tahmid, and takbir are recited, humming of voices are heard like the humming of bees around the throne. They make zikr along with them, and nobody amongst you ceases to make the zikr of God. Number 9, the Prophet said, I recite the following dua and love it better than all things upon which the sun had shed rays. Glory be to God. All praise is due to God. There is no God except Allah. God is the greatest. Number 10, the Prophet said, to God, 4 words are dear. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. By whichever of these you begin, it will not harm you. The Prophet said, Subhanallah is half of faith. Alhamdulillah fills up the scale. Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar fill up what is between the heavens and the earth. The prayer is light. Charity is proof. Patience is radiance. And the Quran is proof for you or against you. Every man gets up at dawn and either sells his soul and destroys it or purifies his soul and frees it. Number 11, the Prophet said, 2 words are easy to be uttered, but heavy in scale and dear to the merciful. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahul Azim. Abu Zar said, I asked the Prophet, which word is dearest to God? The Prophet said, that word which God selected for his angels. He quoted the above dua. The Prophet said, God selected this word, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar. When a man utters Subhanallah, 20 rewards are written for him, 20 sins are wiped out. When he utters Allahu Akbar, similar rewards are returned for him. The Prophet said, if a man utters Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, a palm tree is planted for him in paradise. Once the poor said to the Prophet, the rich take the rewards. They pray like us and fast, but they get the rewards from their additional properties. He said, has not God enjoined on you charity? Every tasbih of yours is an act of charity. Every tahmid and tahleel are acts of charity. Every takbir is an act of charity. Every enjoining good and forbidding evil is an act of charity. The morsel of food you lift up to the mouth of your wife is an act of charity. Your sexual intercourse with your wife is an act of charity. He said, O Prophet of God, does one of us coming to his wife out of passion get rewards? The Prophet said, don't you see that if he throws his semen onto lawful things, he will not commit sins? He said, yes. He said, similarly, if he throws it in lawful things, he will get rewards. Abu Zar asked, I asked the Prophet, the rich have already taken the rewards. They do whatever divine service we do, but they spend and we cannot spend. The Prophet said, shall I not give you a clue of such an action, which if you do, you will get the rewards of actions of those before you, and you will get the rewards of those actions who will come after you. 33 times, Subhanallah, at the end of each prayer. Alhamdulillah, 33 times. Allahu Akbar, 34 times. The Prophet said, you shall recite tasbih, tahleel, taqdees. Don't be heedless and count them with fingers. The fingers will speak on the day of judgment. The Prophet said, when a man utters at the time of his death, there is no might or strength except in God, the fire of hell will not touch him. The Prophet said, will not some of you gain 1,000 rewards daily? It was replied, O Prophet of God, how can that occur? He said, utter tasbih 100 times, then 1,000 rewards will be written for you, and 1,000 sins will be removed from you. The Prophet said, O Abu Musa, shall I not inform you of a jewel of paradise under the throne? He said, yes. He said, utter, there is no might or strength except in God. Number 14, the Prophet said, he who utters at dawn the following, it becomes the duty of God to please him on the day of judgment. I am satisfied with God as Lord, Islam as religion, the Quran as guide, and Muhammad as the Prophet and the Messenger of God. Know, O dear readers, that if you question that it is easy to utter words by tongue and there is no difficulty in zikr of God, then how is it that it is better than all other divine services? Know that its secrets are not understood except with spiritual knowledge. Of all the learnings relating to worldly affairs, the most profitable and fruitful is constant zikr with humility of the spirit. If the mind is heedless at the time of zikr with tongue, it brings much less reward. If there is no attention of the mind at the time of zikr, there is little benefit in it. But constant zikr with attention and at most times is above all divine services. This is the end of divine services regarding actions. There is beginning and the end is zikr. There is love at the beginning and love at its end. At first, a person feels great difficulty in turning his mind towards God. If it lasts with the grace of God, it begets love for the beloved. There is no wonder in it. For this habit, he makes zikr in a lonely place, far away from the bustles of the world. Thus, constant zikr, he gets love towards God, and so he loves more and more zikr. Then it grows into a habit. A wise man said, I have been reading the Quran for the last 20 years and getting its blessings. This blessing was not possible without zikr. This trouble has now gone and it has grown into a habit. Man is a slave of habit and his habit turns into his nature at the end. When there is eagerness for zikr, he forgets other things except God, and it exists till his death. God's zikr will go with him in his grave, and not his children and his properties. For this reason, the Prophet said, "The Holy Spirit infused into my soul, love what you like, but you shall have to give it up at the end." In other words, sever all connections with the world, and it will end with death. Don't deny that zikr of God will go on with you even after your death. It is said, how is it possible when there is end of a man after his death? There is no end of a man after his death. There is no end of zikr. He goes from the outside world and enters into the spiritual world just as a child comes out of his mother's womb and falls into this world. The Prophet hinted at it by saying, grave is a hole of hell or a garden of paradise. The Prophet said, the soul of martyrs lie in the wombs of green birds. Addressing the polytheists by names, the Prophet said, O such and such person, O such and such person, have you found true what your Lord promised you? I have found true what my Lord has promised me. Umar ibn al-Khattab asked the Prophet, O Prophet of God, when they have become dead, how can they hear and how can they reply? The Prophet said, by one in whose hand is my life, you don't hear my words better than them, but they cannot reply. The Prophet said, the soul of the believers and the martyrs remain in the bellies of green birds hanging under the thrones. So the existence of zikr cannot be refused from the hearts of these people. God says, don't think those who have been martyred in the way of God are dead, but they are alive before their Lord and they are given provision. They remain satisfied with what God has given them and give good news to those who could not earn that. They get the honor of martyrdom on account of the honor of God's zikr, as their objective is death in good condition, and they return to God after renouncing the world. Their thoughts are for the sake of God, and they become prepared for the real life after giving up his children and his properties. The excellence of martyrdom. There are many traditions regarding the excellence of martyrdom, some of which have been narrated below. When Abdullah bin Ansari was martyred on the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet said to his son Jabir, O Jabir, shall I not give you good news? He said, yes, may God give you news of good. He said, God has given your father life and kept him seated under God, and there is now no screen between him and God. God said to him, O my servant, pray to me whatever you wish. I will give it to you. He said, O God, if you wish, send me again to the world till I am martyred for you and for your prophet. God said, order has gone from me that a dead man cannot return. To be martyred in this condition, in his death, is in a good condition, because if he would not have been a martyr and live for some time, the sweetness of the world would have returned to him, and it would have diverted his mind from the remembrance of God. For this reason, the greatest fear of a God-fearing man is that at the time of death, as mind many change, that at that time, even if zikr of God keeps attached to it, one dies in the condition in which he ends his life, and his resurrection takes place in that condition. Thus the mind of a martyr becomes prepared only for God after all connections with the world are cut off. Hence the reward of martyrdom is the greatest. Every object of desire is God, and every God is an object of desire. When a martyr has got no object of desire except Allah, he says by the tongue of condition, there is no God but Allah. He who utters this by his tongue, but his condition does not help him, his affairs are upon God, and he cannot be safe from harm. For this reason, the Prophet gave superiority to La ilaha illallah than other zikrs. Whoever likes to meet with God, he also likes to meet him, and whoever does not like to meet God, God does not want to meet them. This is the secret of zikr. the excellence of dua and rules. God says, when my servant asks of me to you, I say, I am near. I respond to one who calls upon me when he calls me. So, invoke me. God says, invoke God with modesty and secretly. He does not love the transgressors, as God says, call me, I will respond to you. Those who refrain from my remembrance out of vanity will enter hell abased. God says, say, God has got good names, but whatever names you call him, Allah or Rahman. The Prophet said, Munazat is divine service. Then he recited, call me, I will respond to you. The Prophet said, Munazat is the narrow of worship. He said, there is nothing more honorable than Munazat. The Prophet said, let no man forget to invoke either of these three things, forgiveness of his sins, hastening of good for him, and preserving good for him. The Prophet said, seek favor of God, as he loves invocation. The best worship is to wait for compulsory prayers. 10 rules of invocation. Number 1. Choose the best time for invocation. For instance, on the day of Arafah in the month of Ramadan, or on the day of Jummah, or the last portion of the night. God says they seek forgiveness by the latter portion of the night. The Prophet said, God descends every night at its last one-third portion in the heaven of the earth and says, who will invoke me that I may accept his invocation? Who will seek from me that I may accept his prayers? Who will seek forgiveness from me that I may forgive him? Hazrat Yaqub used to make prayers with his children for forgiveness in the after part of the night, standing in prayer. God then said to him, I will forgive them and make them prophets. Number 2, to take advantage of honorable condition. Abu Huraira said, the doors of heaven are opened in Jummah in the way of God. At the time of concourse of men in rows of prayers, at the time of rainfall, and at the time of Aqama of compulsory prayers. Invoke at that time. Muzahid said, you should invoke at the end of the prayer. The Prophet said, invocation is not rejected in between Azan and Iqama. He said, the invocation of a fasting man is not rejected. The best times are the times of Sehri, purity of mind and sincerity, and the day of Arafah, the time of prostration. The Prophet said, a man becomes near God at the time of prostration. Invoke much at this time. The Prophet said, I have been prohibited to read the Quran in ruku and in prostration. Proclaim the glory of God in ruku and take trouble of invoking in prostration as it is appropriate time for acceptance. Number 3, invoke facing the Qibla and raise up your hands so high that the whiteness of the hand is visible. It is stated that the Prophet waited facing the Kaaba on the day of Arafah and kept on invoking till the sunset. The Prophet said, your Lord is bashful and honorable. Whenever anybody raises up his hands, he feels shy to return empty-handed. Anas ibn Malik narrated that the Prophet used to raise up his hands so high that the whiteness of his hands could be seen. Once the Prophet saw a man making invocation and hinting by his two fingers, he said, one, one. He hinted to make it short. Umar ibn al-Khattab said the Prophet extended his hands and did not take them down until he touched his face with them. Ibn Abbas said that whenever the Prophet invoked, he united the front portion of his hands and rubbed his face with the interior of his palms. The Prophet said, let not the people look towards the sky at the time of invocation or shut up their sights. Number 4, keep your voice between expression and silence. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, when we came near Medina with the Prophet, he recited Takbir, and the people also recited Takbir loudly. The Prophet said, O people, he whom you call is not deaf and not absent. He whom you call is between you and your necks. Aisha said, God says, don't raise your voice high in prayers, nor keep it concealed. God praised his prophets Zachariah when he called his Lord by a silent voice. Number 5, don't use ornamental words in invocation. He who invokes should be humble. The prophet said, soon a people will appear who will exaggerate an invocation of God. God says, he does not love the transgressors. This is in reference to those who use ornamental words in invocation. Pray for what is good. The prophet said, give up ornamental words in invocation. It is said that the learned and the abdals used to not make more than 7 words in their invocation. Number 6. Invoke with fear and hope and with humility and modesty. Humility and modesty are dear to God. God says, they hasten in good deeds and invoke me with hope and fear. The prophet said, if God loves a man, he tries him till he sees in him humility and modesty. Number 7, believe that your invocation will be accepted and hope therein for truth. The prophet said, when a man invokes, let him not say, O God, give me if you wish. Be firm in invocation, and there is nobody to reject it. The prophet said, when one of you invokes, make your hope great, as there is nothing great to God. The prophet said, invoke God and entertain a firm belief that your invocation will be accepted, and know that God does not accept the invocation of a heedless man. Sufyan Sa'uri said, let nobody prevent you to make invocation with what you know as God accepted the invocation of the worst beings of the creation, the devil. When he prayed, O God, give me respite up to the day of judgment, God says, your prayer is accepted. Number 8, invoke firmly 3 times. Ibn Mas'ud said, whenever the prophet invoked, he invoked thrice. Don't be hasty to see your invocation accepted. As the prophet said, the invocation of any of you is accepted if not sought hastily. Don't say, I invoked, but it has not been accepted. When you invoke, invoke too much, as you are invoking to the merciful. A certain wise man said, I have been invoking God for the last 20 years, but he has not been accepting my invocation. Yet I hope my invocation will be accepted. The prophet said, when any of you prays to his Lord, gets sign of its acceptance, let him say all praise is due to God under all circumstances. Number 9, begin invocation with the zikr of God. Don't invoke at the start. Salma said, I did never see the prophet invoking without first saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala wal-Wahhab. Abu Sulaiman Darani said, if a man wishes to invoke God for any necessity, let him begin with blessings of the prophet, and then pray, and then end it with the blessings, as God accepts the invocation of those who send blessings on the prophet. The prophet said, when you invoke God for any necessity, begin it after blessing on me, as the merciful God fulfills any of the 2 honored necessity and rejects another. Number 10, observe the internal manners, and it is the root of acceptance of Tawbah, means of preventing oppression, means of seeking nearness to God, and a near cause of acceptance of invocation. Ka'b al-Ashab narrated that there was a great famine over the people at the time of Musa. He came out with the children of Israel for invoking for rain, but it did not come. Then God revealed to Musa, I will accept not your invocation and the invocation of your companions, as there is a backbiter, a person who does backbiting amongst you. Musa said, who is that man? We shall reject him from our company. God revealed to him, O Musa, I have prohibited you backbiting. How shall I be a backbiter? Then Musa said to the children of Israel, make repentance for backbiting and return to your Lord. They all repented. Then God sent down rain upon them. Sufyan Sa'uri said, I have come to know that there the children of Israel suffered famine for 7 years. Even they began to eat dead animals and young children. God sent revelations to their prophet. If you come to me walking on foot and enliven your tongues by invoking me, I will not accept your invocation, and I will not show kindness at your cries till you pay compensation for those whom you have oppressed. They did so, and there was rain upon them. Malik bin Dinar said, there was once a famine over the children of Israel. They came out several times invoking for rain. God then revealed to their prophet, inform them that they have come to me with impure bodies and unlawful food in their bellies. And they raised the fronts of their hands, which shed unlawful blood. My wrath upon them is therefore great. Suleiman alayhi salam came out invoking for rain. At that time, an ant raised up its leg towards the sky and said, O God, we are your creation and we have got necessity for provision. Don't destroy us for the sins of others. Suleiman said to the people, go, you will get rain as a result of the invocation of other people than you. Once Jesus Christ came out invoking for rain, he said to the people, let the transgressors get out of this assembly. None but one remained with him. Jesus Christ asked, have you got no sin? He said, by God, I don't know anything. One day I was praying when a woman was passing by me and I had a glance at her. When she went away, I plucked out my eyes. Jesus said to him, invoke God for acceptance. Then he invoked and there came down heavy shower of rain. Hazrat Atta stated that when he came out one day for praying for rain, he saw a madman near a burial ground. The madman prayed and owing to his prayers, there was profuse rain. The madman recited these poems. The ascetics and the worshippers have found guidance. For their Lord, they keep their bellies hungry. Their eyes remain awake, being pressed by love. They spend the whole night without sleep, in meditation and divine service of their Lord. But the people think of them as fools and mad. The excellence of durood or blessings on the Prophet. God and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O those who believe, send blessings on him and salam. It has been narrated that the Prophet said, being satisfied, Jibreel came to me and said, O Muhammad, are you not satisfied that if one of your followers sends one blessing upon you, I send 10 blessings upon him? And if he sends one salam on you, I send him 10 salams. The Prophet said, if a man sends one blessing on me, the angels send blessing on him. So increase or reduce blessings on me at the time of sending it. The Prophet said, he who sends much blessings on me is best to me. He said, it is sufficient miserliness on part of a believer that if I am mentioned to him, he does not send blessings on me. The Prophet said, send much blessings on me on the day of Jummah. He said, if a man amongst my followers sends one blessing on me, 10 rewards are written for him and his 10 sins are forgiven. He said, if a man utters after hearing Azan and Iqamah, O God, Lord of this perfect invitation and lasting prayer, send blessings on Muhammad, your servant and your apostle, and give him means, excellence, and high position and intercession on the day of judgment. It becomes incumbent on me to intercede for this man. The Prophet said, if a man glorifies me by writing books, the angels pray to God for his forgiveness till the book exists. He said, if a man sends salams upon me, God sends his salams to me and I respond to his salams. He was asked, O Prophet of God, how shall we send blessings on you? He said, say, O God, send blessings on Muhammad, your servant, and upon his family and wives and descendants, as you have sent blessings on Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim, and give abundance to Muhammad, his wife, and his descendants. As you have given abundance to Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim, you are the most praised and glorified. After the death of the Prophet, Umar ibn al-Khattab began to weep and said, O Prophet of God, my parents be sacrificed for you. You used to deliver sermons to the people standing on a wood of grape. When there was a large number of people, you have taken the pulpit to make them hear, but the wood began to tremble at your separation. It became quiet when you placed your hand on it. At the Battle of Hunain, your followers were innumerable, but they became attached to you. May my parents be sacrificed for you. O Prophet of God, your excellence has reached God, as God will be obeyed if you are obeyed. God says, he who obeys the Apostle of God obeys God. O Apostle of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Your excellence has reached God. He gave you the news of pardon before the news of sin. For that, God says, God has forgiven you for what you enjoined them. O Prophet of God, my parents be sacrificed for you. Your excellence has reached God. He sent you as the last prophet, but he described you before all of them. For what he says, when I took covenant from you and the prophets, etc. O Prophet of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Your excellence has reached God. The dwellers of hell will wish how good it would have been if they would have obeyed you. When they will receive punishment in different stages of hell, they will say, alas, had we obeyed God and his messenger. O Apostle of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Moses, the son of Ibrahim, made to flow a stream of water from a stone. Is it not more wonderful that water flowed down from your fingers? O Prophet of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. God made the wind subservient to Suleiman. He went 1 month's journey at dawn and 1 month's journey at dusk. Is it not more wonderful than the above? You traveled one night riding on Burak, the seven heavens, and said prayer at the Kaaba the same very night. O Prophet of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. God gave miracles to Jesus, the son of Mary, to make a dead man alive. Is it not more wonderful than that cooked mutton mixed with poison spoke with you? Don't eat me, I have got poison mixed with me. O Prophet of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Noah prayed to God about his people. O my Lord, don't leave a single house of the unbelievers in this world. If you had prayed against us in a similar manner, we would have all been destroyed. Your back was burdened, your front teeth were martyred, yet you did not invoke against them, not for good, but for good, and said, O God, forgive my people, as they know not what they do. O Prophet of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Noah was not followed by so many people during his long stay as you have been followed in a short time. Innumerable people believed in you. O Prophet of God, may my parents be sacrificed for you. If you had not permitted people lower in rank than you to come to you, we would have not taken a seat with you. If you had not married women except those of equal rank with you, we would have no connection with you. If you would have not taken meal except with people of equal rank with you, we would have not got the honor of taking food with you. Oh, by God, you kept company with us, married in our families, put on dresses, rode on donkeys, took companions behind, ate in cups of earth, and licked your hands after eating. The excellence of istighfar, that means seeking forgiveness. God says, when you do obscene acts or oppression on their souls, they remember God and seek forgiveness for their sins. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, there are two verses in the Quran. If a man recites them after committing a sin and seeks forgiveness to God, God forgives him. God says, he who does an evil or oppresses on his soul and then seeks forgiveness to God, he will find God forgiving and merciful. God says, glorify your Lord and seek forgiveness to him. He accepts repentance. God says, those who seek forgiveness by the latter part of the night, etc. The Prophet used to say often, you are pure with your praise. You accept repentance. You are merciful. The Prophet said, if a man seeks forgiveness much, God gives him solace in every trouble and makes his narrow space wide and gives him provisions beyond his conception. The Prophet said, I seek forgiveness to God and I make repentance to God 72 times every day. He used to do it in spite of his past and future sins being forgiven. The Prophet said, consolation does not come to my mind
till I seek forgiveness 100 times a day. The Prophet said, if a man recites thrice the following at the time of going to bed, God forgives his sins even though they are as numerable as the foams of the sea, or like the sand in a desert, or like the leaves in a tree, or like the days of the world. I seek forgiveness to God, the greatest. There is no deity but God, the living, the ever-sustaining, and I turn to him penitently. The Prophet said, the sins of one who utters it are forgiven, even though he flees away from jihad. Aisha said, the Prophet said to me, if you are attributed any guilt of sin, seek forgiveness to God, make repentance to him, be penitent, and seek forgiveness from sin. The Prophet used to say about forgiveness, O God, forgive me for my sins, my ignorance, my extravagance, and what you know of me. The Prophet said, if a man commits a sin and then prays 2 rakat of prayer with ablution and then seeks forgiveness to God, God forgives his sins. The Prophet said, when a believer commits a sin, a black spot falls in his heart. If he repents, returns, and seeks forgiveness, it is wiped away from his heart. If the sin increases, the black spots increase. At last, his heart becomes enveloped with black spots. This is Ran, which has been spoken by God in his verse. Never, rather, rust, that means Ran, has fallen in their hearts for what they have done. The Prophet said, God created ranks in paradise for his servants. He says, O Lord, is this rank for me? God says, this is your reward for your prayers of your son. The Prophet said, O God, include me amongst those who receive good news when they do good deeds and seek forgiveness when they do evil deeds. The Prophet said, when a servant commits a sin and says, O God, forgive me, God says, my servant has committed a sin and he knows that his Lord will punish him, so he is seeking forgiveness for it and works for my pleasure, I will forgive him. The Prophet said, if a man did no virtuous act during his life, but he looks towards the sky and says, O God, I have got my Lord, forgive me. God says, I have forgiven you. The Prophet said, he is forgiven though he does not seek forgiveness. The Prophet said, God says, O my servant, all are sinners except one whom I forgive. So seek forgiveness to me, I shall forgive you. One who understands that I have got power to forgive, I forgive him without care. The Prophet said, if one says, O God, I have oppressed my soul and I have done evil, forgive me. There is none to forgive except you. God forgives him even though his sins are as numerable as ants. The best dua for forgiveness is the following, quote, O God, you are my Lord and I am your slave. You have created me. I am upon your covenant as far as possible. I seek refuge to you from the evils you created. I turn to you with the gifts you have bestowed upon me. I turn to my soul with my sins. I admit my sins, so forgive my sins. I admit my sins, so forgive my past and future sins. None can forgive sins except for you. The saying of the sages, Khalid bin Madan said, God says, the dearest of my servants to me are those who love one another for my sake, whose hearts kept attached to mosques, who seek forgiveness at the latter part of the night. I remember them when the inhabitants of the world want their punishment and turn it back from them. Ali bin Abu Talib said, it is a wonder that one is destroyed even if he has got means of salvation. He was questioned, what is this means of salvation? He said, to seek forgiveness. He also said, God forgives one for the search of forgiveness, even though he wishes to punish him. The sage Fuzail said, seeking forgiveness without giving up sins is the tawbah of the transgressors. Abu Abdullah said, if your sins are so innumerable as the drops of water and like the foams of the sea, they will be forgiven. If you invoke God with penitent and a sincere heart with the following, O God, I seek forgiveness from you for every sin. Section 3, Selected Invocations. The prophet used to pray after morning prayers. O God, I seek mercy from you, such mercy with which you will guide my mind, unite my virtues in me, remove my dangers and difficulties, adorn my religion, protect my things in my absence, purify my actions, make my face bright, my path radiant, and protect me from all evils. O God, give me true faith, such a faith after which no infidelity will last, such a mercy with which I can acquire the honor of your glory, both in this world and in the next, up to the end. Invocation of Aisha. She said, the prophet advised me to invoke in the following manner. O God, I seek forgiveness from you, good sooner or later, known or unknown. I seek for refuge to you from all evils. I seek refuge from your paradise and the actions leading to it, sooner or later, known or unknown. I seek refuge to you from hell and actions leading to it, sooner or later, known or unknown. I seek from your good with which your servant and messenger Muhammad seek good from you. Invocation of Abu Bakr. The prophet instructed him to invoke in the following manner. O God, I pray to you by the help of your apostle Muhammad, your friend Ibrahim, Moses with whom you spoke, your word and spirit, Jesus Christ, the Torah of Musa, that is Moses, Injil of Jesus, that is the Bible, Zabur of David, Daud, and the Quran of Muhammad up to the end. The invocation of Qabisa. The prophet instructed Qabisa to invoke in his old age after morning prayers and to recite it thrice. Glory be to God and all praise is His. Glory be to the great God. There is no might and power except in God, the great, the mighty. The prophet said, when you invoke therewith, you will be safe from anxiety, troubles, diseases, and tuberculosis. Regarding your next world, invoke with this. O God, guide me from your guidance. Show me your favor from your favor. Show me the mercy from your mercy, and shower on me your blessings. Invocation of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham. O God, this is a new creation. Open it on me on account of my allegiance to you, and end it with your pardon and pleasure. Give me rewards therein and accept it from me. Purify it, make it weak for me, and forgive me the evils I commit in it. You are forgiving, merciful, magnificent, and beloved. Invocations of Prophet Jesus Christ. O God, I have risen at dawn. I am unable to remove what I dislike. I am unable to get benefit of what I like. Affairs are in your hands, but I rise at dawn by mortgage of my actions. O God, there is none more needy than me. O God, let not my enemy be glad over me. Let not my friend think bad of me. Don't give trouble in my religion. Don't make my earthly anxiety great, and don't entrust me to those who will not show kindness to me, O ever-living and eternal. The invocation of Khizr. In the name of God, with the will of God, there is no might and strength except in God and what He wills. Every gift is from God, what He wills. All good is in His hands, what He wills. Nobody but God removes evils. The invocation of Prophet Adam. O God, you know my secret and my open matter, so accept my excuse. You know my necessity, so accept my invocation. You know what is in my mind, so forgive my sins. O God, I seek from you faith giving good news to my mind and true sure faith, till I know that nothing may afflict me except what you have recorded against me, and that you have allotted to me a possessor of glory and honor. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.